And joining us now is Anthony Mather, who's from Barton in London. Hello, Anthony.
Oh, hi there. Good evening to everyone.
Now, we've heard from Neil already what a heart attack actually is and that it leads inevitably to the irreversible destruction of the tissue that makes up the heart. But now we're asking, can we actually do anything to put that right again? And so obviously stem cells enter the frame here. How are you trying to investigate this?
Well, we're starting with what I'd call a very simple approach and hopefully relatively obvious one. We think that the adult bone marrow has actually got cells in it that might well have the potential to repair damaged organs, and that's due to some interesting work over the last 5 to 10 years.
Why should it be the bone marrow?
Well, basically what's happened is that all our textbooks talk about the fact that you're born with as many heart cells as you die with. In fact, you can only die with fewer heart cells. That is that the heart can't regenerate itself, as opposed to the liver, which you can lose a substantial amount of, and it will actually regrow back again. And what's changed about that is some recent exciting evidence to suggest that actually the heart might have cells that can regenerate. And the question has arisen as to where these cells could come from. Clearly, with modern diseases, the ones that Neil's been telling you about, the system that can repair or regenerate the heart is clearly not up to dealing with what happens with a heart attack. But the
Well, presumably, when you've got a heart attack and you've got quite serious, devastating damage to a region of the heart, any cells that are in there that could have stem cell-like properties and could repair that area will have themselves been destroyed.
Well, indeed, but there's thoughts that there are little niches or collections of stem cells tucked away around the heart that are able to grow in the surrounding areas, but clearly, obviously, no means enough of them. And so some other evidence that's come to light suggests that actually the bone marrow might be producing a sort of body's police mechanism which goes around looking for damage that occurs on a daily basis. Every time you knock your arm, you're going to lose a few cells here and there, but the system from the bone marrow might well be replacing those few cells that get lost, but clearly not the large amount of cells that get damaged or lost in a heart attack.
So how would you aim to manage a heart attack with these stem cells?
Well, the way we're taking this forward is that our first study, which has recruited about 70 patients now, is dealing with patients who have heart failure. So they've had a big heart attack or several heart attacks at some time in their lives. Their heart's damaged, it no longer works as a pump, and they've got this nasty condition where they get very breathless, poor quality of life, get tired very easily, get fluid collecting on their lungs. So what we're aiming to do, or what we have done in the 70 patients so far, is taken a sample of their bone marrow, processed it to get out what we think are the clever cells, and injected those back into the hearts in an attempt to see if they'll actually improve.
When you say, sorry to interrupt you, Anthony, but when you say injected them into the heart, do you mean that you would put them into the muscle that's been damaged, or would you just put them into the blood vessel?
Both, in that the work that's out there at the moment in man suggests that if you put it directly into the blood vessels around the heart or directly into the heart muscle itself, it has an effect. So our study is actually testing which mechanism, which route of injection is better.
Do you actually know how they're working, these cells? Has anyone managed to do any studies where you can follow them to see where they go, what they turn into, and what changes they induce to happen in the bits of the heart that you think they're affecting?
Well, that's a very interesting question. The great debate now amongst the scientists that are doing this work is mechanism. There are at least 5 different mechanisms by which these cells might be benefiting that have been shown in the animal models. The problem is with the animal experiments, they've shown up to a 40% improvement in heart function and have suggested any one of those 5 mechanisms or combination of them. In man, that's obviously very difficult to demonstrate mechanism because fortunately, actually, you don't have the same access to what happens to the cells, and also, therefore, you don't know for sure how many cells actually stay in the heart and do some good.
Does it actually have a clinically beneficial effect in the sense, do you get people who couldn't climb stairs or make the bed before and after this procedure, they find they're a lot better off?
Well, the answer to that has to be yes. The problem with this field, though, is that it's dominated by lots of small studies that aren't the gold standard, the randomized controlled trial. So our objective is to try and produce randomized controlled trials so our patients can make their own minds up. So because it's a blinded study, so we don't know whether they're getting cells or placebo, we don't know what our patients have got. But to date, approximately half our patients seem to have got better and half not, suggesting that something is going on. But it's not until we come to the end of the study and can unblind it that we'll know for sure exactly what's happened.
Do you have any feeling for how long the beneficial effect might last for? Because obviously some therapies they seem to produce a very devastating and massive improvement to start with. People are very, very happy. And then when you follow people up for longer, the effect seems to go away again. Is there a worry that could happen here?
Well, our study is looking at patients at 1 year and at 6 months. So the effects I just told you about are holding out to 1 year. Beyond that, it's such a new area, we've got no way of predicting what will happen, other than to say if we can find a route or a mechanism of administering these cells and taking these cells out of people that's pretty straightforward, then we might well be able to re-administer cells in an effort to either get more improvement or to restore any improvement that started to sort of decline for whatever reason.
And I suppose another major benefit is that because the cells are coming from the patients themselves, there are no additional risks from things like diseases or rejection because it's not foreign tissue.
There are certainly risks associated with this, but as you rightly say, it avoids all the issues about transplanting across species and transplanting across human individuals, leading to rejection and the possible transmission of illness.
Anthony, thank you very much for joining us.
That's quite all right.
That's Anthony Mather, who's from Barts and the London, talking about a new stem cell trial which is being used to test in people who have had heart attacks whether or not you can improve the function of their heart.